Hello there, this is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold, and today I want to talk to you about my new project. And the new project is a website that's going to be called getcreative.today. I've gone for a new top-level domain, which is .today, instead of going for a .com, and I think that's going to be working quite nicely on this one here. It gives me a nice, snappy little domain name that I can use. Well, the idea behind this here is because, in the past I used to be an art student, and after that was an art teacher. And I like being creative. I like to make videos. I like to take photographs. I like to do writing and make audio booths. And basically, I'm not happy unless I'm doing something that's being creative. Last year, I was working in a school in Girona. It's a school that people were learning how to be various things for life. It was a technical school, I suppose you'd call it, for people that wanted to be tour guides, receptionists, things like that. I was talking to these young people and I thought, are they not interested in something? Do they not want to create things? This is the impression I got, that they didn't. And there was a guy in there, in fact, who was a poet, although he was an older guy, not actually a teenager. And he was a poet, but he wrote his poems out on pen and paper and then put them in a drawer and they were never seen again or never heard again. And I think, well, what's the point? I know you might do them for yourself to keep your sanity or something like that. There might be other reasons, but I think if you're going to be creative, then you've got to put it out in the world, and that's what the internet's for, and that's what I'm going to encourage with getcreative.today, or getcreativetoday, let's call it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put tutorials on there. I want to do things like, take a photograph, add another layer on top, take another photograph, maybe layer it as well, put some textures on there. This is how you do a gradient effect and things like that. And basically encourage people to think about creativity in terms of it's just thinking. It's just about making decisions and coming to a point where you say, okay, I've made all my decisions. I've done what I'm going to do and I can't take any further. This is what I'm going to put out and let people have a look at, have people have a listen to, let people watch, or whatever type of creativity I've actually sort of dealt with in that tutorial. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have tutorials in there and people will follow these tutorials. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, I'll tell you what, you follow two of these or three of these tutorials. So you make a picture and you create an audio thing and maybe do a small video, maybe sort of 2 or 3 minutes long, something like that. Put it onto YouTube, that video. And what I'll do is if you complete those three things, then I'll devote a page on my website where we talk to you about what you've done, how you've done it. We will sort of do a showcase where we're sort of talking about you and showcasing you. Maybe I'll even do a sort of podcast about this where I'm talking to the person and getting some feedback from them and talking to them so that we're getting an extra dimension of creativity on there as well. So that's I think that could be quite a good idea. In fact, another thing I want to do is as well, I'm going to have a community on Google Plus and maybe also on Facebook as well. So that other people or the people that have joined in with this and actually sort of created something and posted it up on the website, they'll also have another place where the other students of mine that are following along with my tutorials, my creative encouragement, they'll be able to talk with each other and say, well, this David fellow is a bit of an idiot, really, so this is what I'm going to do instead. And that'll be fine too. So the idea is that people will come to this website and learn how to be creative. Okay, so these days you don't really even have to learn how to draw anymore because there's so many things that you can do without drawing. Although, when I was an art teacher, it used to be one of my things that I like to encourage people, my students, the kids in my classes, to draw. But there's so many other forms of creativity now that perhaps it's not needed anymore. I mean, my big thing at the moment is photography. I love photography. I like to do HDR photographs. There's an application called Intensify Pro, which I use. And I put photographs into that and I use some of the adjustments on there. I take some of the presets and I change them. Sometimes what I do is I put one preset on there and get it doing one thing. And then I'll get another preset to put it over the top of it and then change it so that maybe a different part of the photograph is working in a different way and it's more the way exactly the way I want it rather than just what the presets were just available. I like to see if I can do something that make it original. That's the website, and it's called getcreative.today. So if you're interested in learning how to do some of these things, come along. Well, actually, there's not too much at the website at the moment, but what you can do is you can come along and have a look at what I've written on there so far about the website. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get an email list going. So if you come along and you sort of get on this email list, the first lessons I'm going to put on there are going to be completely free. So you'll be able to get 5 or 6 lessons, how to do things with, let's say we'll talk about an image, for instance. So it could be how to take a photograph, put it into GIMP or Pixelmator, or maybe one of the online places where you can do some digital bitmap manipulation and come up with something that's interesting. So we'll have a look at a few different things, because not everyone's got a Mac and not everyone has money to spend on various applications. So we'll do some things that are going to be free as well. And I'm going to basically say, okay, when you've done it, get in touch with me, tell me what you did, tell me how you did, and let's see if we can spread that advice and get other people to participate and give some feedback, hopefully some good sort of criticism that could lead to even better work being produced. We're going to also have one or two tutorials that are not video-based or not written-based on the website. So there's going to be all sorts of different ways that I'm going to be able to sort of basically encourage this sort of idea of getting some creativity going. So if you want to find out more about it, go to getcreative.today. Let me know that you're interested. Either put something in the comments and say what you'd like to find out about. So if there's something specific that you'd like to learn how to do, then if I can fit it in, I can show you how to do it, all the better, all well and good. In the meantime, what you can also do is you can go to my YouTube channel, Wizard Gold, and on there you'll find a whole load of tutorials about how to do things on iOS, on Android, and also on the Mac as well. And start getting into the swing of learning how to be creative, how to use things like Final Cut and Motion, how to make audio booths, how to use audio programs like Amadeus Pro, which is my favourite one. Although there's another application there that's free, I can't remember the name of it at the moment. And it's something which allows you to create audio and do things with it and be able to edit it afterwards and so on. So let's get creative. This is Dave Allen, Wizard Gold. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.